Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, CM Punk talks what it'd take to get him back in the ring. We have more details on the Sting AEW deal, and we've got a huge spoiler for tonight's Impact. But first, who will Roman Reigns be facing at WrestleMania? Larson, what's in the news?
So, of course, there's been a lot of chatter in the last couple months about a potential Roman Reigns, The Rock, dream match going down at WrestleMania 37. And WrestleTalk's Louis Dangor has the latest on that potential dream bout, plus what WWE may have in store in the event that match doesn't happen. This is what Louis Dangor has to say. Quote,
now, but before you get into this, some people might view this as like some sort of spoiler territory. There's a relatively long list of names that we're about to discuss. It's anything can happen here. So
this is like one of five or six names. Anyway, yeah. So, quote, WWE is still unsurprisingly hoping to see The Rock return and face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania next year, although that depends on a variety of factors, including COVID and Rock's movie schedule. In case The Rock isn't able to wrestle at the show, WWE is already preparing other options to challenge Roman Reigns, with sources telling us that Big E and Daniel Bryan have been discussed for the match at this admittedly very early stage. Sources have also told us that Raw's Drew McIntyre has been brought up in meetings as a potential opponent for Reigns at Mania if The Rock can't make the show, with higher-ups impressed with the work Roman and Drew did at Survivor Series last month. Dangor also reported that Reigns' scheduled opponent for WrestleMania 36, Goldberg, is apparently also in the mix, stating, quote, we've also been told that this is another match WWE is considering as a backup for the show. All the names would be great, except maybe Goldberg, just not excited to see him back in the ring. I don't feel like he brings a whole lot as far as in-ring quality these days. But Roman versus Big E, Daniel Bryan, Drew McIntyre, heck yeah to all those. The Rock, sure, the match won't be spectacular, but star power will be undeniable. I appreciate and respect Goldberg's legacy in the wrestling world. Just don't really care to see him in the ring anymore.
I agree with that because it wouldn't be a good match at all. Roman Reigns has been able to put on some really cool matches just by virtue of the character that he's portraying right now. It's not like they've been like barn burners. I mean, the matches have been good. Like the matches with him and Jey Uso have been technically good matches.
And I think they've been good matches from a storytelling standpoint. They're not asked to go out there and deliver, like master classes in terms of move this to that, to transition to this and that. Not to say they're not good technically, but from a storytelling standpoint, they're grossing.
Even from that standpoint, they're pretty good. Obviously the main motivating factor of that is the storytelling behind it. And they've been exceptional from that point of view. And I mean, this iteration of Roman Reigns, I feel like he can bring out that level of storytelling in any of the names mentioned, except for Goldberg's, because I mean, Goldberg would probably have no problem losing to Roman Reigns, but you need a certain amount of, you need a performer who is somewhat malleable in terms of the emotional storytelling they can bring to a Roman Reigns match these days. And Goldberg is not that. He's too much of a, I mean, he's been proven to be too much of a good guy, bad guy type of guy. And I just don't see him presenting any, like projecting any vulnerabilities to Roman. And well, that's what he have to be.
Even as a babyface, his character is very one dimensional. And has been for the most part. Now WCW tried to turn him heel and that did not work. But for the vast duration of his career, he's been a very specific character. And, in WCW, as mentioned, he deviated from that. He didn't seem into it, wasn't accepted by the fans. And ever since then, he's just been Goldberg.
I will say this. It would be really interesting. And I know you haven't been huge on it because you'd rather see current talent get over on Roman or be elevated by a Roman storyline. The idea of The Rock working with Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman is a fascinating one, because you think 99 times out of 100, if The Rock's going to come in, The Rock is going to do Rock. Rock's going to do what he wants to do, with the understanding that this is designed to get Roman Reigns to the neck, to another level, because The Rock is absolutely the guy who can do that. I mean, defeating The Rock is a big deal, but the story they could tell, assuming his schedule would permit more than, you know, and I would not expect him at all to be there every single week. It'd probably be a series of videos, and then maybe we get a contract signing. Maybe there'd be a go home segment with The Rock live, maybe, but that dude is so busy these days, I would not expect that. That being said, the story that Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns could lay out for The Rock, I would be really fascinated to see, because it wouldn't be a normal Rock comes in and does Rock. Rock, Roman Reigns' family, he obviously wants the best for Roman Reigns. He might listen to Paul Heyman and say, okay, what do you have for me? Let's make this story a bit more interesting than just me coming in, me good guy, Roman bad guy, and then we go at it at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that story. That's something I'd be interested in.
I would too, and I think The Rock is savvy enough to understand that the potential is here, given what they've done with Roman since his return, for something really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think he would realize, hey, there's something that could really substantial, really interesting that we could do with this beyond, as you mentioned, hey, I'm good guy, you're bad guy. I'm good guy, going to beat you, bad guy. Instead, it's about family, you know?
And I don't see Rock doing the John Cena route with the Fruity Pebbles and that kind of stuff, trying to belittle him, which is what
this is what needs to happen. As soon as The Rock shows up, what does Roman call him? Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not once does Roman refer to him as The Rock. He just calls him Dwayne.
Yeah. The trick would be The Rock is, I mean, what story would it be? The Rock is $100 million a year, probably more at this point, a movie star, a global icon, literally a guy people talk about as potentially running the free world in, maybe less than a decade. How would Roman approach calling himself the tribal chief when The Rock is in the building? That's a story that I think could be interesting. I think they could crack it somehow.
Yeah, I think that's got to be the story that has to be told. It can't just be as simple as Rock coming in is like, hey, you're out of control, Roman. I'm going to, you know, put you a check. It's got to be, you know, The Rock stepping up to it. It's like, you think you're head of the table. You're looking at the head of the table right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know,
speaking of the table, my computer's on a table, which is going to be
maybe,
streaming Impact
maybe
tonight.
CM Punk is maybe setting the table for a potential in-ring return.
That's a great segue. I was going to talk about, we're going to be doing Impact tonight. We're not on Impact tonight. Kenny Omega's on Impact tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to be watching it on Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. We're going to be co-streaming. It's going to be on our channel right there. You can watch it with us. We're going to break 1,000 friendos tonight, man. Or Impact might break our souls. I don't know. No, Impact's not.
Well, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Anyways, getting back to setting the table for in-return, CM Punk, he was the guest on the latest episode of Renee Paquette's podcast, Oral Sessions. And talk turned towards the end of the show about what it would take for him to make a return to the wrestling ring. These transcripts are via Cultaholic. Steve, you want to take these?
Sure. CM Punk said this. Without wanting to insult anybody on either side of the fence, I mean, he just did that a couple days ago when he said people in NXT should be embarrassed by Pat McAfee. Any WWE talent or AEW talent, it would take above all an interesting scenario, a story that would be fun to tell. Also, just the stupidest amount of money. But they could save themselves a whole lot of money if they just presented a fun storyline. Now, what that is, I don't know. I'm a pretty picky guy, especially at this point. I think there's more interesting people on the AEW side of things for me to wrestle, but that's just because I've never wrestled them before. Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, talking about your husband, I look at that and go, well, I wrestled him already. So it's just less interesting than something new. On the WWE side of things, I don't know that there's anybody there currently that I haven't wrestled that I would be interested in wrestling. I feel like a shitbag and even saying that shit ton of money thing, but on the WWE side of things, let's be honest, there's baggage, right? There's stuff that's got to be worked through, so I don't know how you get there. I don't. I really don't. He also talked about the potential of working New Japan Pro Wrestling, naming Okada specifically.
Yeah.
Yes to any of these things. Yes to them all. Yeah. Get back in the ring, man. I'd like to see it. Be fun.
I don't know if he's ever like officially said he's done fighting, mm-hmm. and he doesn't say that here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, door is always open, I'm assuming, to him continuing fighting in some regard, although he did say...
Fighting.
Fighting, yeah, gotcha, with respect to his UFC run. He did mention that he wanted to start training for that back in 2011, instead of re-signing mm-hmm. with WWE, because that's something he wanted to get into before he got too old. Mm-hmm. And then by the time he had a couple fights, the UFC realized, okay, I got this when I was too old.
Yeah.
And now he's been doing a commentary work for, you know, one of the smaller MMA promotions.
Mm-hmm.
That air stuff on Fight Pass. So let's say he's done fighting, you know, MMA stuff professionally. It just seems like I would not be surprised if we don't see him in the Octagon ever again. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
He seems based on this interview, he seems really happy doing the commentary stuff. Mm-hmm. He talks extensively about pursuing more movie roles. He seems like his focus is on a lot of things, and not to say, because it seems like he does pay attention to the product. Somewhat mentioned the Pat McAfee thing, and I kind of wonder if doing the stuff on backstage got him kind of at least on some level back into wrestling, because I don't know if he was really watching much before then. He might not even be watching a whole lot now, but he seems to be more aware of it. It was a question that Renee asked, like it was the second to last question that she asked him, and not to say they talked wrestling a bunch more, you know, a lot about their kind of shared experiences dealing with the madness of WWE. There's a lot of really fun stories. If you haven't listened to it yet, go check it out. But it's not like a thing that he brought up or you know, it was a situation that seemed like, yeah, if it's like a perfect situation, that he'd consider it. You know, he says his mind is open to the possibility, but I think for him, it would have to take like ideal circumstances.
Yeah,
that's just kind of the vibe I got.
Mm-hmm.
And save for that, I don't know if he'd be willing to do it just to do it.
I mean, the fact that he said, I mean, here's the thing. The fact that he said that he's saying any of this stuff means it's a possibility in his head.
Oh, yeah.
But if he's doing fine and the stipulation is, or the criteria is, you know, I don't need all the money in the world. Just give me something fun to do. It seems like he hasn't ruled it out. Which is cool. I wonder how much, I mean, you know, in the early days of AEW, we know that they tried to see what he would be interested in. And, you know, it's entirely likely that it was like, well, you guys haven't even aired a TV show yet. So get back to me when that happens. Or even in his own mind, you know, well, I have no idea what their presentation is going to be. So I'm not going to put myself out there. Now that he knows what AEW is, I mean, it sounds like he's talking about that. And if they threw something to him that he liked, sounds like he might consider it. So yeah, I don't know. That's cool. I mean, AEW, you know, they're doing a lot of things right now. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, the fact that he brings up New Japan and the possibility of wrestling Okada, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was just trying to help Renee out with her podcast, give her some sound bites. But it's cool to know that that's still on his mind, because, you know, fans of Punk, I mean, I'm a fan of his in-ring stuff. I'm a fan of his character work. I always loved him in WWE. Haven't always agreed with him with everything he said on Twitter, but why would I, you know, he's just a dude. So I'd love to see him back. I think it'd be a lot of fun if it was the right thing.
He is getting up there in years. He's 42 years old. He hasn't wrestled a match in 7 years. He's been training for MMA, which potentially is not the type of training exactly you want to be doing for professional wrestling. Sure, there's some crossover in terms of maintaining the cardio, so on and so forth.
Dude, we're about to talk about a 60-year-old man getting back into the ring.
When Punk was training for MMA, there was a mindset he said that he had to kind of undo, where you're in the ring and you got to protect your opponent, the guy you're working with, and he said he had to undo that. Training for MMA, is there a certain degree of relearning that to get back in the professional wrestling ring. That's what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't. I mean, sure, but I don't think that I would be surprised if that factored into his decision to come back. Oh, I can't do it.
Oh, I think it's going to factor in, but it's something to consider. It's not like he could dive right to the back into professional wrestling ring like tomorrow, you know.
Somebody who does seem to want to dive back into the professional wrestling ring at the ripe old age of 60 something, Sting. Apparently, he is going to wrestle in AEW. What did SI's Justin Barrasso say, Larson?
This is what he had to say. Quote, even with his advanced age, there are plans for Sting to eventually enter the ring at AEW. The goal for AEW is to leverage Sting's star power. The possibility exists for cinematic matches, tag matches, and carefully designed spots allow Sting to shine while also building those around him into even bigger stars.
Stinger tope. And
there you go. And Barrasso noted that, quote, the relationship between Sting and AEW president Tony Khan will be collaborative, which was certainly not the case in WWE. Listen, with McMahon. What?
I got this. You want to see Tope Suicidas with Sting? Stunt double, man.
There you go.
You just get a cinematic younger matches, dude. Cinematic matches. You get guns. And then, yeah, you can get some suicide dives from Sting. You have like him flying out of a window, a building's window with like an explosion. Stunt doubles. And then you get him a close up. You get Steve Borden in close up.
A green screen. You get a close up of him flying through the air. It's all green screened.
Flying through the air.
And he's doing the Sting
woo
thing. Midair, mid suicide dive. That's good stuff.
You know, dude, it really does sound like Tony Khan is figuring out a lot of stuff. It's really fun to see a lot of this stuff, you know, him figuring out. Basically, it's the George Costanza thing. You know, you do the opposite of what WWE does, and it seems to work.
Seems to work.
Here comes the comments. Oh, you guys are biased. So, good for Sting. Good for Tony Khan. I think that's rad. Hey, man, wrestling is entertainment. Number one, it's entertainment. You know?
If it's not entertaining, then you're not going to watch it, probably.
You had a body double in there. Last night on Raw, they cut to a pre-tape thing to get a really cool effect. Bray Wyatt was being pinned, and the lights go down, lights come up, and it's The Fiend right there. They didn't do that live. That was a pre-tape thing.
Yep.
It's entertaining as hell.
Yep. Something they can only do in the Thunderdome. They can pull that off live. No way.
Yeah, man.
Huge spoiler territory, potentially, we're talking here. So if you don't want to know anything that's potentially going to happen on tonight's Impact, this is the last story. Go ahead and turn off the video.
You can turn it off. We got our watch time. We're good.
So let's dive right into it. Again, huge spoiler alert. It's from Heel by Nature. They're reporting that Kenny Omega may not be the only person from AEW that is set to appear on tonight's episode of Impact. So once again, I'll say it. Spoiler alert. This is your last opportunity to click off this video.
This is pretty huge. My jaw actually dropped when I saw this.
This is something. So according to Heel by Nature, quote, again,
spoiler alert. Turn off.
Quote, Tony Khan will also be appearing on tonight's episode via paid advertisement alongside Tony Schiavone to promote this week's episode of AEW Dynamite. Khan is set to speak on Omega's actions last week and states he could have stopped Kenny from appearing on Impact's programming. During the segment, Khan will invite Kenny Omega and Don Callis to tomorrow night's show.
Ooh, I like this, man. This is cool. I love Don Callis with Kenny Omega. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be so good, man. That's going to be so good. I'm really looking forward to this. We get, an hour and 50 minutes of Impact. And then we get some crossover action.
I know.
That's really cool stuff, man.
It's generating excitement within the business, and that's good for everybody, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
When people are excited about pro wrestling, it benefits all parties. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100%. So hopefully you'll join us tonight. We would appreciate it, and because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And who knows? This might be a one-night-only event. All three of us, me, Larson, the Enforcer, all watching Impact. Mm-hmm. While Impact is running on the channel, this is a once in a lifetime thing.
Potentially, this is the stars aligning situation. What
if on Dynamite tomorrow night they say, "Hey, next week in the Impact Zone, Moose versus Kenny Omega." If they say we're gonna do it again.
Speaking of AEW and Impact, on today's Power Rank for Friendo Club members, that's patrons, YouTube channel members, Twitch subs. We're going to be power ranking our
AEW Impact Dream Match.
I was looking at my list over here. I kind of went off you know, there's some obvious ones.
Yeah.
FTR versus the North, for example.
Yeah, good. Didn't
include it. Too obvious.
Too obvious. Too much.
Too obvious. Yeah,
too obvious.
Deeper cuts. I try to find some deeper cuts.
Yeah. Good. That's good. I like it. Anyways, hopefully you'll join us. You can get there by subbing to us on the Twitch. You can get there by becoming a YouTube channel member. Just click join. Or you can get there by hitting us up with $5 or more on the Patreon at patreon.com/StephenLarson. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll see you later on today. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.